That's our student phenology reports. And then there were all of the notes that came in over the transom from you who are listening out there. And we have this from Tony up at Dixon Lake. Three trumpeter swans and a pair of immature swans arrived at the open confluence of the Third River in Dixon Lake. The lake ice is still 33 inches thick. It's going to be a while before the lake opens up. Spring crows have arrived to pick at the fish carcasses that the bald eagles leave. Snow fleas were observed in the deep deer trails. Three wolf-killed fawns were found along an area snowmobile trail. Deer bone marrow looked pink in one of the leg bones. And then from our good friend Steve, who lives up in Nebish. Yeah. Welcome home. Thanks for bringing some of that nice southwest weather. Today at our feeder, purple finches. On my way to Black Duck this afternoon, I saw a horned lark, a kestrel, a rough-legged hawk, and a groundhog. Woohoo! Spring is here. And we also heard from Tim and Bonnie. There's a barred owl hanging out above our bird feeder. We have seen him several times over the years, especially this time of year hunting mice. Yesterday, Tim watched him try to catch a red squirrel. Although it didn't get the squirrel, it was fun to watch. And yeah, I'm always cheering for the owls in that situation. Sorry, squirrels. Better luck next time. And this from our good friend Larry and his wife Muggs. John, there have been a lot of press lately about the discovery that flying squirrels glow pink when a UV light is cast upon them. Well, we have a whole family living in a big spruce tree outside our kitchen window that eats corn on the cob we put out every night. I went and got an LED black flashlight, and wow, their entire belly glows hot pink. It's really something to see. Anyone with them in their yard will want to check it out. That from Larry and Muggs. And that's astonishing. And Larry is going to try and photograph it using the UV light. Hot pink. Can you imagine a squirrel whose belly hair is kind of just sort of, you know, whitish when you look at it with your own eyes, but under UV light, it glows hot pink. That is incredible. And finally, this from Carol in Blackberry. She sent this just this morning. Listening to your phenology report this morning, thank you. We heard the robins here in Blackberry near the bridge on the 23rd. My husband just returned from a walk on the along the Mississippi and heard and saw the robins across the river. We also have three adult eagles feeding on a deer carcass that my husband moved off of the side of the road to prevent the eagles from getting hit by passing cars. Every day there are eagles, ravens, and crows feeding on the deer. Thanks again, Carol. And thank you, Carol, for your time and effort to contact us. We love to hear from all of you and wish that you would send us the notes from your neighborhood, because we like to know what's going on in the Northland.